A central player in all this is Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And today she thanks a group of older people who've helped the government detect fraud within the Medicare system. They're part of a program that has saved the government $100 million. But that is only a small fraction of the money siphoned out of health care and into the pockets of criminals. We sent NPR's Joanne Silberner out to find how much health care fraud costs the nation each year.
According to the New England Journal of Medicine, virtually no academic researchers study fraud in the medical system. Nobody, that is, except for Martin Sparrow of Harvard University. So I asked him how many dollars are siphoned out of the healthcare system by fraud.
We know the order of magnitude, and that's to be measured in hundreds of billions of dollars.
Maybe it's $500 or $600 billion a year, he says, or it could be as low as $100 billion.
Just that first digit, we don't know, but whatever digit it is, it has 11 zeros after it.
Maybe the director of the National Healthcare Anti-Fraud Association, Louis Sicoccio, could come up with a precise number. The members of his association, representatives of private health insurers and law enforcement agencies, have their own estimate, 3% of the annual healthcare bill. He admits the estimate may be low.
But even that number, 3%, when you talk about the amount of healthcare spending in this country, which is over $2 trillion, that on an annual basis, that 3%, it comes out to about $60 to $70 billion a year.
A significant number, even if it uses one less zero than the number from Harvard University's Malcolm Sparrow. Sicoccio says there's a reason he can't give me a more precise number.
Trying to figure out how much fraud is in the system is a very difficult thing because you can't go out with a survey to folks that are committing fraud to try to discover exactly how much fraud that there is.
He can, though, talk about individual cases, like one recently in California.
Where what happened was a few outpatient ambulatory surgery centers out in Southern California went out across the country, paid folks to go out and recruit patients from across the country to come in and have various types of surgeries done. Actually perform the surgeries.
Everything from unneeded colonoscopies to surgery to deal with sweaty palms. In return, the patients got cash or discounted cosmetic surgery. Sicoccio says in the 2 or 3 years before the fraudsters were caught, insurers paid out $300 million. The government and insurers have been stepping up their anti-fraud efforts of late. They're doing that primarily by investigating claims that have already been paid. What they don't want to do is slow down payments to doctors and hospitals long enough so that they could check each one out, although that might be more effective at catching fraud. A lot of fraud is still happening, says Harvard's Malcolm Sparrow. Take a case the government cracked in June with indictments of 8 people in Miami. They're accused of billing Medicare and Medicaid for $100 million in services that were never rendered.
But that's only $100 million, and we're talking about losses in the range of $100 billion. Per year.
There are proposals in the House healthcare overhaul bill aimed at eliminating fraud, including an additional $100 million a year for the government's fraud-fighting efforts and requirements for insurers, hospitals, and other large providers to have formal fraud detection programs. But the Congressional Budget Office says those efforts wouldn't prevent many government dollars from being lost to fraud. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
We're glad you're getting your start to this Tuesday morning with this public radio station today, and we'd like you to know that when you're checking the news throughout the day at npr.org, you can also find out how health care proposals would affect you.